An eager chill runs through the world. The air is getting cooler, revealing something that was always just a matter of degrees away. But context is everything. Environment is important. Where you are affects who you are and what you're thinking about. When you want to go to a deep place, where the primal aspects of self are laid bare, for inspection or modification, a place like the place you're presently progressing toward, you of course control your environment first. All creatures are controlled by their environment. Attempts to master the context we live in are why we've adapted so well. Our primary adaptation response is to change our environment. The reed which fails to bend in heavy wind will snap. The person who doesn't learn to endure and even enjoy their environmental circumstances will be unhappy. Or else you can change your environment. But that's often difficult. We set aside some zones to be climate-controlled and safe and comfortable, and we accept we will sometimes have to step outside, into places less hospitable. Plus, when you're in a place as deep as you are now, you might find these words persuasive enough, convincing enough, that there's another option available to you, an option to change how you react to your environment at a deep subconscious level. Something we can do together. Make things you might dislike about your environment become tied to sensations that are more enjoyable. So that while you must endure unfavorable circumstances, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. A potential for pleasure. To make your mind incentivize you to adapt to change and overcome. So first, let us narrow in on one particular seasonally appropriate environmental factor. Temperature. A lot of our environmental control efforts are dedicated to keeping temperature in the right range for our comfort. But you need to exist in the world. And seasons can get colder, or places can be cooler. We need to step outside, leave the confines of pleasant indoor space. And of course, sometimes there's a breeze or other reduction in ambient temperature that can make even an indoor space uncomfortable. So let's adjust how you perceive the change in temperature in the first place. We don't think about it much, really. Our focus when we are in a place where the temperature is inhospitable is usually either on doing enough activity to warm up, protecting ourselves, or getting out of the cold place as soon as practical. But your whole body is touched by the cold. It affects all of you when it happens, and your body reports it to your brain. So that you can respond. And not just the sensation of cold, but the way it physically changes the air you breathe. The way sensation changes. The way the process by which your body reacts to the chill becomes forefront in your mind if you were unprepared for it. All changes in temperature involve your body responding. Equalizing temperature to the outside air. At the core of you is a furnace, the pumping movement of blood, the reaction of electricity, chemicals making you a source of warmth through exercise and energy. When you step into the vast coldness of a world late in its year, you begin to equalize your temperature to the air around you. That's normal. That's going to happen. This chills your skin, but it also warms the air, as you trade the warmth beating off of you into the wider world. Of course, the warmth exits your body, but because the coldness is so all-encompassing, so vast, your heat is barely able to make any change at all. And eventually it vanishes away, dissipated utterly. While this may seem disheartening, also visualize the process that will happen in reverse when you're warming up. Your body cools, so you step into a warm place, rub your hands together, close a door behind, take refuge in a shelter, lock everything up, move closer to the heat, maybe drape a blanket over your shoulders, cuddle against a friend. Anything of the sort. Anything you do that makes you less cold means the coldness is leaving your body, equalizing with the environment. Just as the tiny viewpoint that is you, the biological machine pushing body heat out into the world, was unable to warm the whole outdoors, so too the clinging cold you carry inside with you will fade once you move into warmer space, beating against the climate control in vain, leaving you warm in the end. But if your body's already going to push the cooler air out of you, maybe it could take some other inconvenient things with it. Let's talk about your body, how it works, how the cycle of arousal and enjoyment exists within you, and how we can tie it to another cycle, the all-too-seasonal experience of the outside world being very cool, and the safety of home being enough to warm you up. If that experience speaks to you, then take these words on board. Make some new connections, linkages in your mind, and enjoy the triggered effects that will follow. Now listen, and relax further as you do. Warm, rocked in the embrace of a voice which exists only to help, which unites with your mind and carries you to some warm places indeed. The capacity for your body to enter the process of arousal, the precursor to an ascent into climax, that capacity always exists within you, stored away in an effort to let you function in the outside world. Instead of always feeling rigid hardness between your legs, a begging thrum in the back of your mind, an aching lust or climax and escape and shivering delight. It exists, but the ability for you to enter that process is kept in check. Envision the way warm arousal exists in the deep recesses of your brain, accessible at all times, but sometimes suppressed, sometimes locked away, rarely completely freed, but waiting to flow forth and make your body tingle, your shaft rigid with need, your body gyrating to a primal tune inherent in you, where you stimulate your own flesh to try and peek and come and relax. Inherent, sure, an automatic part of you, but also caged by restraint. The restraint you need to use in order to keep from being too turned on to focus. And so, restraint exists within your mind. Now consider the parallel, the chill from without, and the chill you build in your own mind to hold back the fire of arousal. Likewise, when you're hard and horny, turned on, when you want it, when you need to get off, that's a warm kind of feeling, hot. Flowing from deep within you, making you feel even better when stimulation lands on your rigid shaft, the head already dripping pre-cum, your mind already engaged. So when the coldness of outdoor space, late in the year, or an errant breeze in a warm, safe place, or a late night step out of bed and onto cold floors, when any of those chills enter your body, associate that with the idea of trying to restrain your urges, your impulses. The coolness in your body is restraint, and conversely, the warming of your body, the physical heat of tucking under blankets or moving into a warm, heated space, is akin to the arousal that has the potential to build inside of you. So, let's talk in more detail. In fact, let's admit it from the beginning. Being turned on feels good. Being hard and horny and aroused, it's both good feeling and good for you. When the climax in a particularly turned-on mood arrives in your body, with thoughts of pleasure and satisfaction foremost in your mind, it is so much more satisfying. The more turned on you are, the better it's gonna feel when you arrive at your intended destination. But your mind restrains itself. Ordinarily, you are limited, confined, separated from the primal urge, the red, powerful, overarching, controlling lust. There is a net, a cage, a cooling influence which keeps the heat of lust from truly consuming you, filling you, arousing you into a rigid need that demands satisfaction. This limitation, this inhibition which resists pleasure, pair this to the feeling of coolness which invades from outside, seasonally, the opportunistic cooling of your body, and the opposite, heat from deep within. If coolness represents restraint, represents non-arousal, then being warm, the warming of your body, represents that influx of horny desire, truly arousing sensations. The coolness is liberated when you move into a warm space, meaning the net, the cage that holds back your red primal desire, goes away more the warmer you get. When you feel your body warming up, let your mind warm up too. Your body heated, generating the most potent feelings of rigid, hardened need, flowing between your legs, causing you to clench your buttocks, to feel need flowing up from your belly as you push your hips forward, letting your cock almost become horny and hard enough to slap against your stomach, flowing through the rest of you as well. So when you have to go somewhere cool, somewhere you lack warmth and need to bear through a cooler world, whether it's a trip to the car, shoveling snow, stepping out of bed late at night or early in the morning, when the world is colder than it is at other times, you will feel your inhibitions remaining chained up because you are cool. That's not a very arousing feeling, after all, the cooling of your skin. But then visualize that coolness entering your body and mind, where it attaches itself to your inhibitions, to the cool crystalline net that holds back, that inhibits, that keeps you from being aroused. So when the coldness flows out of your body later and begins to exit into the environment around you, it will free the warm waves of needy lust that were contained inside, that lusty heat, because as the resistance and inhibition were tied to the cold feeling within you, they will float away, leaving only the primal deepness that loves to feel rigid and powerful inside of your body. You will become hard and turned on. You'll feel the lust automatically activated as your brain emits the chemicals that put you into a horny, all-encompassing state of rut, of need, a heated desire. And when you're in that state, your cock will pulse at any caress, any touch, any warmth. All of that will make it feel even better when you move from a cool place into a safe, warm locale. The lust will begin. The horny arousal will be free from its cage whenever you move from coolness to warmth, and you'll only get hotter from there. After all, the more you turn yourself on, the more you stimulate yourself or engage in stimulation with others, the hotter your body will get. That little biological furnace of the self will be empowered and will run its course. You'll get warmer, more turned on as you stimulate yourself, especially if you come. If you orgasm, the climax of an aroused body is more powerful, more warming, more engaging and invigorating. As you get warmer, you'll get more turned on, especially with your normal inhibition and resistance having left you altogether when the coldness left you. Warmer and warmer, shedding those inhibitions, shedding your interference along with the cold, having the time and space to just be one with your needy body, to just desire more, and let loose a level of arousal that you normally find it difficult to access. Whenever your body would shiver with cold, you will eventually go somewhere warm. And the warmth will enter, and the cold will leave. The warm air, the warm vibrations entering your body, bringing lust and a hard, rigid ache. The feeling of your body centered around only one place, between your legs. Stimulation on your shaft, the head unusually sensitive. Whole form trembling, shivering, but for good reasons. Instead of the shiver of cold. And the more the cold leaves your body, the more warmth there is room for, and the warmth enters and carries arousal with it. The more inhibitions which obstruct go away, and leave you wide open to your own sensual lusts, your hard shaft pulsing. These things are all connected. The inhibitions carried away with the coolness, so all that enters you is warm lust. No matter the cause, you will find yourself cooler than normal sometimes, when you have to be. And then you can look forward to needing to warm up. When you do warm up, it's all right to feel arousal following the influx of that warmth. To feel inhibition and resistance fade. As the coolness fades, you become more in tune to your own true bodily desires, your hard shaft, your pulsing, thrusting movements, your desires overriding. Your entire form can safely become involved and enjoy all of this. When you shiver with need, when you get hard and horny in response to the warming of your body. All of that will only happen when it's already safe anyway. Of course, you may enjoy trips out into the cold just a little bit more, knowing that when you begin warming up, you'll breathe a little more deeply. You'll feel your body respond with rampant lust, feel inhibition fade as you warm. You can then go somewhere safe and private to take care of it. Or maybe just enjoy existing with warmth flowing in. Just because you'll be incredibly turned on doesn't mean you'll need to do anything about it right away. You could just exist in that state, enjoying yourself for a while. Warmth is synonymous with lust. When heat enters your body, you get hotter and hotter. Until climax, which eventually will help you calm down. Of course, the metaphorical connection, the anchor between your body being hot and comfy and being aroused and hard, it makes perfect sense. Plus, you're going to get quite warm while you're experiencing pleasure anyway, as your brain chemicals and hormonal release make your muscles work nice and hard, shedding more heat, which invites more arousal. Likewise, connecting cool air to the concept of inhibition of arousal makes sense too. When you're cooler than normal, you don't get turned on as easily. And when the cold feeling fades and dissipates into the air around you, so too can the inhibitions which make you disconnected from your throbbing aroused cock and your mind's fixation on satisfaction, on getting off, on a climax made all the more potent by how hot you are inside and out, by how much you need it. In your mind, with your body, your skin warming, your shaft feeling incredibly warm to the touch, all of your body and mind understanding that the cold isn't the only thing that can make you shiver, knowing that as the cold leaves, arousal arrives, warmth enters, and you will feel how hard you are, have been, will continue to be. You can feel how much better it is than usual, as you use the arousal of warmth to get the best kind of climax, and teach your body and mind more about themselves. Maybe you'll be just a bit more comfortable with the idea of going out to shovel the walk, or going to the store in cold weather, properly bundled up, of course, or even getting up from bed early in the morning or late at night, when the building around you is a little more cool, but you need to do something. All of this coolness just creates opportunities. You'll be warm and bundled up eventually, and when you are, the cool inhibition will flow away with the cool air and be swapped for hot, needy lust, a hard shaft, a ready mind, flushed skin infused with sensitivity, waiting to shiver, spurt, and lose yourself to sensations usually sealed, but now set free.